Okay, if you take a look, so the first mitzvah that I wanted to deal with, that the book deals with, is the halachos of kibud avim. And what this sefer does is kind of give us an outline, an overview of the mitzvah, but literally from the sources, from obviously the Pesukim and Chumash until, you know, modern day applications. Okay, so I guess your parents will be very happy that we're doing this. Okay, so first of all, if you take a look in the Torah, in the source of Dibros, right? So the first question we have to ask ourselves, as if our chinuch says here, is what's the rationale behind the mitzvah, right? Is this like a, you know, we know that certain mitzvahs are, you know, rational, certain mitzvahs are less rational, more rational. Where would you put kibud avim? The Sefer Chinuch says, no, it's a rational mitzvah, right? It's a rational mitzvah, right? So the Sefer Chinuch says is that, listen, it makes sense for somebody. If someone does you a favor, of course you're going to bestow upon them a favor as well, right? You're not going to be an ingrate, right? Someone does a favor for you, you're not going to become an ingrate, right? That'd be totally inappropriate. That's considered a midah ra, ma'usa b'tachlis lefnei Elokim v'anashim. Well, someone gives you something and then you're going to, you know, not treat them properly, that's totally inappropriate, right? And he says, that's a rational thing to do. Someone doesn't treat you properly, mamash l'chotzbah. Someone does a favor for you, okay, so you got to, you know, demonstrate gratitude. Your parents are the reason why you're here, right? Therefore, you have to do whatever you can. They brought you to this world. And also, it was hard, you know, when you were a little kid and you cried in the middle of the night and, what? Yeah, you're annoying and you this. It's not, I don't know if it's something about teenagers, right? It's something about teenagers that you gave them, right? Appears he's talking about referring to when you're a little kid. Also, you want to establish this type of midah in a person's soul. And you have to recognize, you're Tavas Akel Baruch. Okay, get a coffee, by the way, if you want. Just pour into a cup, there's milk in the sugar. Well, you said coffee. Yeah. I see you brought it, right?
So. Just in case. Just in case.
Open up the top. It's like unscrew the top and then pour it out. Okay. That's why you're here. Maybe just share. They brought you into the world. And not only that, what do they do? Your parents just didn't provide you, didn't bring the world. They also give you, you know, shelter, food, and clothing. Okay, fine. We get the point. We can turn the page. So according to Sefer Chinuch, being kibud avaim is something which makes sense. They brought you into this world. They provided for you all these things. What are you talking about? You'd be an ingrate if you didn't demonstrate some type of honor and respect for them. Rabbeinu B'chaye needs to connect. Because why specifically by kibud avaim does it say leman yichun yamecha? Why does it say you're going to have a long life? So Rabbeinu B'chaye quotes the Vilna Gaon. Quotes Moshe Gaon, source number 3. Moshe kava kasuv shekvar sachar hakavod arichus yamim. Right? Why is it they established? You get the longevity, right? Long life. So what does Rav Sadia say? Hagaon of Sadia Zal Nasan Tambaze. He gives a reason for it. This is amazing. Sometimes parents and children will live together for a very long time. I don't know if he's talking about because they're single or because, you know, I don't know, they're just, or even married sometimes, they live together in those days, right? Now, you're not 1,000 years ago, right? Rabbi B'chai is living. A little less, but still. But often families, you know, would live together for a long period of time. And fathers are a burden on their sons. You know, your father wants this, your father wants that. It's a tremendous, right? It's a tough life. And therefore, they establish this schar mitzvah. In order that you live a long life, klamar, alecha lechabdam v'tichye mehem, you're going to live with them a long life, ve'im ulai titzte'er achayehem, da sha'al chayecha tamitzer. And therefore, what? You should honor, and you should live with them, and let's say it's going to be tough, right? You wake up at 4 in the morning, you have to help them, right? It's going to make your life very difficult. Don't worry. you should know you're going to be upset about your own life as well, and Hashem is going to give you a bracha and a blessing. What? You're going to live a long life. So that's what Rav Sajer Gaon says. Why specifically, if you have kibud av aim, your reward is going to be great. You know, even though it's difficult and it's hard, don't worry, Hashem's going to reward you for it. Okay. There's other sources for kibud av aim. So here, source number 4, ish imo v'aviv tirah. It says here you should fear your parents, right?
Right? And fear the same as honor?
Okay, so that's what we're going to say. Resume is in fear and honor. So it's exactly the Gemara number 5 is going to spell out. Tanrabana, Nemar, Kavedes v'rasimecha, v'nemar, Kavedes Hashem ho'necha. Okay, I lied. We're not there yet. Haishva kasuv kavod av'im l'kavod hamakom. So we know that you're supposed to give honor to your parents. It also says you're supposed to honor Hashem. So, says the Gemara, there's some type of comparison, right? The Gemara equates honoring your father and mother to honor of Hashem. Wow. Let's continue reading. Top of 19. Nemar ish imo v'viv tirau. It says you have to fear. A person should fear his mother and father. And it also says, v'nemar t'ashom k'lecha tira v'aso savod. It also says your parents you have to fear and serve. Hishvar kasuv maras im. Maras av'im l'maras ha'makom. It also compares the fear that you have for your parents, your fear of Hashem. And v'nemar umakala v'viv mosumas. V'nemar ish. Ish ki kalel elokav v'nasa cheto. Hishva kasu berkas avaim. It also compares, the not berkas here is lashon senegor, means cursing. Meaning, we see there are three things that compare how you treat your parents to you treat HaKadosh Baruch Hu. By the way, this makes sense. Who brought you into this world? There are three shutafim yesh ba'adam, right? Your mother, your father, and Hashem. So it makes sense that those three people that brought you into this world, these are three partners. So you know how the first five dibros, right? First five dibros are between you and? What about your parents? Kavedes v'chas imecha is the fifth one. So really, the first five dibros are between you and your creators, right? Between you and your, right? So the first four are Kadosh Baruch Hu, and the fifth one, there you go, okay? So, okay. Now, if you take a look at...
According to that, then,
yeah.
You wouldn't have to fear them?
Okay, so careful. That's why you'll notice in the Sefer Chinuch, there's two reasons why you have to honor your parents. One, they brought you into this world. Anyone who brings you into this world, you have a karas hatov to. But the second, they took care of you when you were younger. So they took care of you when you were younger, that you'd still be obligated to, right? So we'll deal later on, we'll get with cases that are very problematic. Right? I have a friend of mine who, her husband's a good friend of mine, she was in my senior year as my wife. She was in a very difficult situation. Why? Literally, she was basically given up for adoption at birth. She's taken up by foster families in the community for many years. Now she's a lady in her 40s, she's a mother. And she knew she had somewhat of a relationship with her biological mother. She had zero relationship with her biological father. Zero. And she, every so often she would speak to her biological siblings, but really didn't have much to do with them. They were not religious at all. They were like hardcore Israeli, secular. And she knew that her biological father was a little bit sick. Bottom line is, she finds out that her biological father passes away. But she's annoyed. Why is she annoyed that when she hears her biological father passes away? She just wants to say Shiva. Your life's on hold for a week. You have no relationship. Right? So if it's a parent that, you're emotionally torn, you want to say Shiva, right? She just wants to say Shiva. She has no relationship with him. Take a week off of work. Then she's going to be in Shloshi. It's annoying. Question is, just teach yourself to say Shiva or not. Okay, so we'll see what's an interesting case we have to deal with properly. But these are real cases we'll have to analyze. So the Minchas Chinuch in source number 6 says that we know that we come up with Nimasupak, the film of war in the Rambam, in the Shas, that Averash ben Adon Chavira, Lomahane Chuvav, Loyokim, Adshir, Sir Chavira. We know that a person does an avera against a friend, chuva is not good enough. Now there's Yom Kippur, you have to actually go over and appease them, right? You punch them in the face, you had to apologize, right? Imken mitzvah zosha kibud dehu nosav. And the mitzvah of kibud, of honoring, gzeras akasufi de nosav al kibud kol adam. And you also have to honor everybody. Du adam acher in yisur elu latzaro. So you don't have to, there's no obligation to give kavod to the person to your right or to your left. you're just not allowed to tzara. You can't drive them crazy. You can't be mitzara them. You have to give them kavod. The kan mitzvah kavod. But in our case, mitzvah kibud of aim, there's mitzvah to do kavod, right? Im lo kivdo. What about if you don't honor your parents? And we'll define what honor means. We'll get there in a second. Efshar tihirak mitzvahs hamakom baruchu v'lo bein adam l'chaveru. So in a case where you didn't honor your parents, what happens? Maybe you're only over on a mitzvah of bein adam l'chaveru and not, right? Maybe you're over on a mitzvah of bein adam l'makom and not bein adam l'chaveru, right? When it comes to mitzvah ben chavera, it's only what's equal to all your chavera, or all your friends. So the Michas Chinuch asks a fascinating question. He says, what playing field is the concept of kavod avim? Is that considered a mitzvah just like you do to anybody? Or no, and therefore tshuva is only mechaper you if you actually go over to the person? Or do you say, no, when it comes to honoring your parents, that's a, because Hashem told you to do it and it relates to a human being, it's a ben adam la chavira mitzvah. Or do we say, no, because it's unique to a parent, it's only ben adam la makom mitzvah. Okay, so the Minchas Chinuch wants to play both sides. What does he argue? Which one is it? Says the Yaakov Yosef. But it's very interesting. One of these people who sponsored this edition, apparently Svardik, the original.